Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff that will help you with your small business. Joel Barker. Joel Barker is our guest. Joel is author of The Future Edge and Five Regions of the Future, among other books. He's one of the top futurists of our time. And Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. He's been a member of our Brain Trust, by the way, folks, for more than 7 years. Joel, one of the things that keeps coming up in our discussion is this thing that you first introduced to us 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep.
And that's this idea of a 3D printer. We talked about printing objects.
Yep.
And now we're talking about printing components of buildings. And now you say that we're talking about printing elaborate, aesthetically beautiful facades and fascias.
Yes, exactly, and actually structural things with fabulous facades. Quick review for people who may not be aware: 3D printing is the phrase, and what it means is we're able to use the equivalent of an inkjet printer. Instead of squirting out ink, we squirt out materials that we're going to build with,
mm-hmm.
and we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, putting down a very thin layer. And then, depending on what you're doing, you can do it out of material like wax, which you'd use to make a mold out of. But we now have a material that mixes sand and a resin. And when we print that layer, we also harden it with a laser. And the end result is a structural material that actually will hold up. You can hold up a building with it. You can actually make a building with it. Now, here's the thing that's staggering about this deal. When that computer drives that ink, that the squirting of the sand and the resin back and forth and back and forth, it can control when it's squirting and when it's not squirting, and therefore it can create patterns along the edge, because the edge, you know, the outside edge builds up. What these two Swiss architects have demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt is that you can print extraordinary, elaborate walls using these systems at no more cost than if you printed a plain wall.
Just a straight wall.
In fact,
because,
I want to read you this quote
The computer and the laser or whatever you're using, it takes as much of energy and power to pass over it straight as it does to pass over it in a curved motion.
Exactly. It is nothing to the computer and the printer to either leave sand there or not leave sand there.
Yeah.
And you can make an extraordinarily complex form. Let me read the quote here. One of the most astounding things is that it costs exactly as much to 3D print a plain box as it does to print the most elaborate form conceivable.
Huh.
Not only are the costs identical, but the amount of time required is the same as well. It doesn't cost more to print a different form each time. Therefore, there are no advantages in standardization. The implications of this are huge.
Yeah.
There is no longer a cost for complexity, no cost for ornamentation, and no cost for individuality.
Well, and you know, there's so many different things that we can benefit from this, not only from an aesthetic standpoint. Folks, think about the old theaters that have all the 100-year-old theaters that have all the wonderful craftsmanship and the figures and all the different designs around the building. You know, where are those craftsmen today? How would anybody pay for that? This kind of capability could recreate that. But Joel, you know, I could see where this would benefit things for example, from a standpoint of sound, from a word I want to use?
Acoustical.
Acoustics, that's what I'm trying to say. From an acoustical standpoint, how you could do this in one motion, and then you could blend in the cost of the acoustical material you're going to buy and offset the cost of this printing. There's one other thing. A lot of people have seen the laser very intricately by computer cut a very beautiful, intricate design in a piece of sheet metal.
Yep.
That's just back and forth, back, right? And so So it's that kind of technology applied to a 3D environment.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, the idea of a patent becomes much less valuable because we've got the patent on the printer and the computer. We're done with the patents,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What becomes really important is copyright, because I do the design, the ornamentation design that the printer prints out, and we now have a future for artists unlike anything we
But what do we copyright? Did we copyright the design, or did we copyright the software that creates the design?
Well, the software is the patent. And that's where the standardization is in the
There's creative ones and zeros inside that program. So that'll be an interesting thing to me to say. Where does the license lie? Does the trademark lie with the product or with the capability to create the product?
Well, what you'll do, Jim, is you'll have patents for the capability. That makes total sense. Okay, and that I can produce a million of those, so people can have them all over the world.
Yep.
What's the copyright is about individual design.
What it looks like, exactly.
Yeah, and so all of a sudden, artists will do their designs, copyright them, hand them off to the software.
Not unlike the way someone creates a font.
Exactly.
A font creator.
Exactly. In fact, you're full of great comparisons.
This isn't
today.
My first goat roping, Joel.
That's a really good image. Mm-hmm. It's like font creation.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal. This is
folks.
Artistic role forever.
Think about what it could do to your home design.
Yeah.
Think about the next home you build. Your builder says, "What would you like your 3D wall to look like? Here's a budget for that." How about that, folks? 10 till right back with Joel Barker. We're going to talk about the impact of poverty on people, the development of folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.